This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said that through spirituality, solutions can be found not only for personal life, but also for many issues related to society and the Mother Earth. The President was addressing the inaugural session of the Global Summit on Spirituality for a Clean and Healthy Society in Rajasthan today. The summit has been organized by Brahma Kumari Sansthan at Abu Road. President Murmu said in the times when unrest is prevailing in many parts of the world and human values are declining, importance of peace and unity has increased even more. She said, today the world is grappling with the adverse effects of global warming and environmental pollution. She said, at such harsh times it is our duty to make all possible efforts to face these challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. The third edition of the Kautilya Economic Conclave will be held till the 6th of this month. This year's conclave will focus on themes such as financing the green transition, geo-economic fragmentation and the implications for growth, principles for policy action to preserve resilience, among others. The Supreme Court has ordered the setting up of an independent special investigation team, SIT, to investigate the allegations regarding the use of adulterated ghee in preparing prasadam laddus at Tirumala Tirupati temple. The SIT will include two officials from the CBI, an Andhra Pradesh police each, and a senior officer from Food Safety and Standard Authority of India. The probe will be supervised by the CBI director. Hearing a batch of pleas on the matter today, the apex court said it has not observed anything on the merits of the allegations and counter-allegations in the matter and clarified that it is passing the order to assuage the feelings of crores of devotees of the Tirumala temple deity. All arrangements have been made in Haryana for polling for the single-phase assembly elections tomorrow. Voting will be held for 90 seats in the state. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. Counting of votes for three-phase assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 people were killed and 3 others injured in a road accident in Mirzapur district in the wee hours today. The mishap took place when a truck collided with a tractor trolley near Mirza Murad on Mirzapur-Varanasi border. Mirzapur SP Abhinandan informed that the tractor trolley was carrying 13 labourers. The injured have been admitted in hospitals. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in Mirzapur. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of those who lost their lives in the road mishap. The injured will also be given 50,000 rupees under the Pradhan Mantri National Relief Fund. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar reached Colombo this morning on a day-long visit to Sri Lanka. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet President Anurakumara Dissanayake as well as Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasurya. He is also expected to have discussions with his counterpart Vijita Herath. In Bihar, the flood situation continues to be grim, as several new regions have been impacted due to deluges in Darbhanga, East Champaran, Khagaria and Muzaffarpur districts. As rivers like Bagmati, Kamla Balan and Adhwara are in spate, several villages have been submerged. More than 16 lakh people have been affected in 18 districts. On the other hand, flood water has receded in many parts, including Supaul, Sitamarhi and West Champaran districts, providing some relief. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar reached Darbhanga today to review the ongoing relief work, including distribution of food materials and other things in flood-affected regions. Israel launched strikes on central Beirut overnight, marking its deepest attack into the Lebanese capital till date. The assault resulted in at least 9 casualties and was accompanied by expanded evacuation orders north of the United Nations buffer zone in southern Lebanon. The conflict took a new turn yesterday as the Lebanese army entered the fray, firing at Israeli soldiers for the first time. This engagement led to the death of 2 Lebanese army soldiers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.